Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I have an amazing guest, a children's author that has created an amazing book, actually two books, and these books address a situation and circumstance that I don't think has been addressed, and I certainly don't think that it's been addressed the way it needs to be addressed, to connect with children and to help children understand and better be able to process the situation. I think many of us are going through a lot of things nowadays, more than ever. Our lives are stressful. There's a lot of things that are happening. Family members of ours are going through health issues and changes that they don't even understand maybe themselves, much less the family. And so being able to explain that in a proper way and being able to help the other people that are involved to be able to understand what the person's going through is very powerful. On today's show, I have the author of Loving Lulu, and Loving Lulu is an amazing book. There's actually two, one in Spanish and one in English, that's going to really help us to understand how to process situations when our older loved ones begin to have memory loss, because it can be hard to understand, even as an adult, what's happening to our loved ones, much less a child that's in that situation and doesn't know how to process or understand what's truly going on with grandpa, grandma, mom, whatever, the list goes on, and in this situation, with grandma. Join me today on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Awilda Pernano is here, and she's the author of Loving Lulu. And it's going to be an amazing show today. You know, Awilda, let's talk about this. I'm really happy that you're on the show. Tell me more about what drove you and connected you and the muse for writing Loving Lulu.
Sure. Thank you, Ashley, by the way, for having me on today. I'm so excited to be on the show with you. So actually, the story of Loving Lulu is inspired by my own journey as my mother's caregiver. So when she was diagnosed early on, she was diagnosed with moderate dementia. And as her condition progressed, it was they confirmed that it was Lewy body dementia, which is a form of dementia. And so, you know, the bottom line, basically her condition was progressing to a state where eventually she needed to be in assisted living because she was not able to be at home alone and I still had to work. But although she was in the assisted living facility, I was still her caregiver. And, you know, the thing about with such a diagnosis, obviously it directly affects the individual who has the who's been diagnosed, but it's also a diagnosis for the family. Because as a family, we all need to adjust to what's the new normal. And I know for myself, it was overwhelming to get this news. You know, I had to do some research and just so that I would be able to understand the changes that I would be experiencing. Because I have to tell you, Ashley, the hardest thing is to be seen a person that you love so much just kind of deteriorate and fade away right in front of you. And, you know, the normal things that you're able to enjoy to do with a loved one, that all really changes because the capacity for them to understand day to day, to participate in activities, everything changes. And so the journey of Loving Lulu, I kind of took that experience and I wanted to share it from the lens of a child because I thought that that was kind of a gentle way of kind of sharing this message with the family of how we all sometimes become aware, you know, you start to notice changes are happening and that things are different and, you know, someone is experiencing memory loss, well, how are we going to deal with this? How are we going to go? How are we going to move forward with this? Because the most important thing at the end of the day is helping for this person to feel more comfortable and help them to understand that they're still loved and that they're still cared for.
It's powerful. Yeah, and I agree with you. It's trying to help them, and I feel like in the process a lot of times we don't always know what to do, and I feel like that can also cause disconnect. I know that we were talking earlier about how you said that in the facility there were some people that weren't getting folks coming in. They weren't having family. Do you think that they don't know what to do, or why do you think that happens sometimes with folks that are suffering with dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, something I noticed that, you know, I noticed it even with myself when I was visiting my mother in the facility. Sometimes, you know, like week to week, I would go in and I just would notice a drastic change in her appearance or in her response to things. And that can honestly be, I'm trying to think of the word to describe the feeling. It's shocking. It's scary, but at the same time, you have to be strong for them. You still have to find a way to still be present for them. And for me, with my journey, I just kind of explored, well, what are the things, how can we still make this time quality for the both of us? And what I witnessed with, you know, some of the other residents of the facility is, slowly, you know, they weren't getting visitors anymore. And I'm thinking it's because people just, what they don't understand, their way of dealing with it is just not to deal with it. And for me with my mother, you know, I just felt like I owed it to her. I owed it to her as her daughter and as her caregiver that it was important for me and for, you know, it was important for me to show her that I was still going to be present for her. She may not have known who I was. I know exactly who she is.
I agree with you, and I think you're right. It's a lot of avoidance possibly with some folks and maybe even denial because they don't understand. And you're right. When they go through those changes, it can be really stressful and worrisome and stressful to people. Let me ask you, because I know that this was a process, and you're right, like you knew who she was, and you think that there's glimpses and times that she knew who you were, but what were some of the things that you really took from the experience itself?
Well, one of the things that I had to learn, first of all, for anyone who's going through this, my advice is don't go through this alone. There are so many resources available. Eventually, that was something I had to do, was kind of reach out and get help because, you know, it's frustrating, it's hard, but at the same time, it's such an honor and a privilege to be a caregiver for someone that you love so much. And for me, when I did reach out, you know, some of the things that I learned was how some of the activities that you can help do with them, some of the things that they did enjoy in their life, anything to kind of help give them a glimpse or a hint of kind of that feeling of joy to actually do with them. So one of the things I did with my mother, I would play her YouTube videos of like salsa music. My parents, they would love to entertain. They would love to entertain, go dancing. And one of the things I did with her is I started to play music for her, and I would take her lunch, and we'd have lunch. And one of the nurses was walking by, and she says, look, she's tapping her feet under the table. And I looked, and she was. And it was almost like I could see she'd close her eyes, and she'd sway her head. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to play her music every single time I come. And I have to tell you, Ashley, it was the funniest thing because some of the other residents would hear the music, and they would come, and they would sit. You know, it's comforting for them, right? It's like that little moment of joy that they're like, hey, something's happening there. one of the things, one of the places that I did reach out to for resources, they had a workshop where you go through a assimilation of what it's like to be a person with dementia. And their vision is, you know, it starts to get really blurry. Their hearing is muffled. You know, what they did was they put a headset on us and put these big goggles. We had to wear gloves. It's really hard to even button a shirt or anything. And so when I went through that experience, I really tried to take that into consideration and just do things with my mother that she would still be able to, you know, to do. So some of those things, you know, I'd take cookies and we'd decorate cookies together because that was fun. Because whether it, you know, nothing has to be perfect, right? It's just the sharing, the interaction, letting them feel that they're still participating in something is huge versus just sitting in a chair looking out a window. My mother used to love to read, and she wasn't obviously able to read anymore, but I would get things on audio that she could listen to, and, you know, those are some things that she really did. And I had to do that in small bites, right, because she wasn't able to listen to things for a long span of time, but just to do that in just small bites, I know that she really did enjoy those things.
That's awesome. It's like bringing her that joy that she had throughout her life with the music. I love the music concept because I think music is a big connector. And I wonder, does that span memory? Because you know how deeply embedded music can be, right? It's almost like as deeply embedded as a smell, right? I think that those things are really powerful.
Absolutely. It's, you know, music, people... I think even you and I, if you think about moments in your life, you hear a song, you think about a high school dance, or you think about a party you went to, or, you know, music and, you know, a lot of times you connect with like artists, right? If you hear something from somebody that you used to listen to a lot in your youth and you hear it again, it does help to trigger those happy, those little moments of bliss, and it takes you back. So music to me is the most powerful. But you know, it's funny, like with food, because food, you're utilizing your vision, your touch, your smell, your taste. Food for me was the most interaction I would feel that I would get with my mom, because it was really utilizing all of those senses. One of the things, you know, we just think of communication as speaking and listening, but communication can go so much beyond that. And one of the lessons of loving Lulu is learning how to express love in what we see, hear, and feel. So for me, I would try to take and have those moments with my mom and just make it about utilizing our sensory skills, because that is what she was able to still, that was something that she was able to still utilize when she couldn't necessarily speak or be able to express herself through spoken words.
It's powerful. When we return, we're going to be talking more about the concept of see, hear, and feel. We'll be talking more about loving Lulu and walking through the book and understanding, because the book is going to really help us. It's going to help also children be able to understand what's happening to their elders. And I love the powerful, you know, real life story that Awilda has gone through to be able to bring this to our reality. So we have more coming up, so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking to the children's author of Loving Lulu, Awilda Prignano. And Awilda's here. We're talking about, you know, dealing with an aging parent and how to understand the memory loss concept, and better yet, how to understand that as a child. Awilda has gone through this with her own mother, and then she's written this amazing book, and we're going to talk about this. You know, Awilda, when I was reading the book, Loving Lulu, and I love it, and I love the fact that it's in English and Spanish, and then I like that you did that, because I feel like this is a necessary book that's needed to be read by everybody, and it shouldn't be a language, shouldn't be a barrier. I like the connection between Lulu and her grandmother, and I like how in the very first part of the book, we see that they're baking, we see that we are also listening to music, and I know right before the break, you were talking about see, hear, and feel. Let's talk more about that.
Sure. So, you know, Lulu, her abuelita, as she's called in the book, would take care of her because Lulu's mom was working. And so, you know, the grandparents play such a critical role in the lives of grandchildren. They're our first teachers. They're mentors, they're role models for us. And so Lulu's grandmother, she was the one that taught her to cook. She taught her how to speak Spanish. She, because her grandmother's from Puerto Rico. I always envisioned this little character to be bilingual, so that's why the English book has those little sprinkles of Spanish words, because I wanted to kind of incorporate that in there. And the everything her grandma did, her grandma took care of children, so she taught Lulu the lesson of how important it is to care for others. And so, obviously, as children, you may not completely understand what's happening around you, but you start to notice when things are different, right? Especially when it affects a loved one. And so for Lulu's journey, when she starts to notice that things just aren't the same, she still wants her grandmother to still know and feel that she's still loved. And so she remembers all of those things that they did when they were together and how really loved and important it made her feel. And it gave her the idea, hey, I can do these same things with her, and hopefully it will help make her understand that she's still loved and cared for. So kind of the arc of this story at the beginning, you know, the abuelita, the grandmother, is embracing Lulu, where at the end, it's then Lulu who's embracing and nurturing and caring for her abuelita. Just as it happens in real life, you know. My journey with my mother, I had a transition from the daughter to mothering my own mother. And I think that that's kind of a journey that a lot of us go through that, you know, you always hear about it, but it's like, it's kind of scary when it happens, but you have to kind of make the decision to kind of step up and be in that role, because they need you to be. You need to be that voice for that person who can no longer speak for themselves.
That's so true. It's a circle of life concept, too. You're so right. It's we go from one place and identity to another place and identity, and being able to move through that. And the fact that you did that with your mother, and in the book, I love this, because you're right. Lulu goes back in and realizes, okay, some things have changed, but what can I do to make things better? And I like how it flips around and she begins to think about what she can do to help her grandmother. And so when we return, we're going to be talking more about loving Lulu, more about understanding the concept of see, hear, and feel, and how if you're going through this situation, in the process of going through this situation, and your family's going through this, some help, some tips, as well as if a friend or family member or a coworker's going through this, you can share this with them as well, because, you know, knowledge is power, and it really helps us deal with the situation properly. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ArtForYourCause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Jennifer Crumbly and James Crumbly on Saturday each pleaded not guilty to four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Jennifer Crumbly appeared to start crying as the judge read charges aloud. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald deemed the Crumblys a flight risk.
So I'm asking that you set a $500,000 bond for both defendants, cash surety.
The parents were charged after their son, Ethan Crumbly, was accused of shooting and killing 4 students and injuring 7 others at Oxford High School in Michigan earlier this week. Longtime Representative Jerry Nadler, Democrat of New York, says he is definitely running in 2022, trying to tamp down rumors he's considering retirement. Absolutely, Nadler told CNN when asked about the rumors on Friday. Nadler, 74, has been in office since 1992. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking to Awilda today with her new book. She's a children's author of Loving Lulu. And, you know, what I love about this is that in the book, eventually you have the chance. Now it's your turn to do what you need to do. And in this case, you know, it's a chance for Lulu. It's a chance for you to make the changes or to help or to that basically the call to action. Awilda, I love this. So I like how you have the option to color Lulu in the book as well. And then there's some questions. What are some ways in which you can express love?
Right. So I thought it'd be really cute to put that little call to action in there. And what I love about, you know, with a children's book, it's not just a message or a lesson that's being given to the children, but my hope as the writer, as the author, is that the adult that's reading the book with a child, that they're also able to engage and take something away from it. And so with the call to action page, just favorite songs? What are some of your favorite dances? And, you know, my intention there was just to really get everybody thinking about the power that each of us has within us through our own actions, how we are able to express ourselves, to be able to offer comfort to someone who in the moment, such as someone going through memory loss, whether it's dementia or Alzheimer's, or really any other challenges. If you think about, you know, people, there's a communication break with maybe a handicap or even, you know, disagreements between people when communication breaks down. You know, what are some of the other alternative ways that we can express how it is that we feel to this other person when the communication's broken? In the instance of someone who's suffering memory loss, they're very limited as far as their capacity. But one thing that I discovered is that they're always open to receive. So any little thing that you're able to do for them in that moment, if you're playing music and they're listening, if you bring them their favorite food, or, you know, I used to sit and color pages with my mom sometimes because she really liked to do that. She liked to pick up crayons and markers and just start scribbling. And it didn't matter that it wasn't in the line. To me, it mattered that she was able to pick up a crayon and scribble and write and do things. And so I think it's, like, so important. It's not just about giving, but when someone's giving, are we open to receiving?
That's powerful. Let me ask you, with your experience with your mom, what was kind of like the time situation? Because I know that, you know, probably the attention capability was limited. What did you experience as far as the time options there?
You mean her progression through the stages that she went through with dementia?
Really more so the concept of, like, when you would come in with the music or come in with an audio book or bring something to do together. What seemed to be the timing that you were able to experience that activity?
Yeah, that's a great question, because almost like attention span for children sometimes is very small. You know, they get bored and they run and they do something else. I discovered that with my own mom. I would come in with a plan. I would have, you know, cookies to decorate or pages to color. And sometimes she'd be wanting to sit there the whole hour and be working on it. And then a few other times she was like, no, I'm bored, I'm done, and would want to go do something else, or would want to just stand up and go for a walk. And it was fine, because for me, it was just more important for me that I was there for her. So it wasn't about, you know, what I wanted to do in that moment. For me, it was just about what was she feeling? What was she wanting to do? How was she responding? So the attention span, it could just be very sporadic. It went from, you know, being able to do things for a few minutes to sometimes, you know, music for her, for my mom, was her favorite thing. We could be listening to music the entire time I was there for my visit. But, you know, as much as she could, I would take walks with her as much as she could. She wouldn't want to sit in front of a TV and watch. To her, that was boring. But, you know, doing other activities, she would love that.
I like this concept, the call to action concept in the book, and I like that it's like, what are, you know, favorite songs to sing, favorite music, dancing, you know, food, plants, flowers, you know, because you're right, it's like whatever you can do to kind of bring back, whether that's a memory or just a happy feeling or a carefree feeling or a feeling of familiarity, whatever that was or whatever that is. That's pretty powerful. And I'm assuming, yes, at the memory care clinic, I'm sure that you saw, I guess y'all kind of had other people join maybe sometimes or come in the room or what have you. Did you experience that where other people were like, wow, there's a lot going on in here, or other people gravitated to what you were doing?
Yes. So the facility that she was at, I mean, there was a general area that they did their activities and had their meals and things, but they also had, like, little nooks where when families came, you could sit in, like, a little nook and just try to have, like, a visit. But it was big enough where if others wanted to sit and join. And I did notice that when I would start to play music. I mean, I wasn't playing it loud enough for everybody on the floor to hear, but people that were nearby, I would see them peep out of their rooms or kind of be drawn. And, you know, I had this one lady, she was so sweet. "Can I sit with you?" And I said, "Of course you can." And I don't know. I just, to me, that made me feel so good because I thought, I know sometimes you kind of just wonder, am I doing the right things? And that just kind of validated for me that, yes, you know, just because I'm not able to actually say to you, I love this, I'm enjoying this. I mean, that lady was able to tell me, yeah, she liked the music, but my mom wasn't able to always say that, but the fact that I'd see her close her eyes and she'd be playing or she'd be tapping her feet, like, I really knew that those moments for her were special, you know, that she was able, she was getting some enjoyment out of that. And, you know, honestly, as much as you can do, that's what we have to do, right, is try to help them feel as comfortable as possible. And I think that all of us have that power within us, no matter how old you are, through our own actions, is just to be able to provide those little moments of joy and comfort in what we do.
And I like your concept of being able to have and show different ways to show love. I think that sometimes in any relationship, even with a family member or a friend or a spouse or significant other that's not going through these types of challenges, it can be hard for us to kind of realize, you know, or maybe it's not hard. Maybe we have to get kind of out of our own way to see what someone else needs or what someone else kind of assimilates, you know, as love. And you know, when you think about like love languages and stuff like that, it could be an act of service, or, you know, it could be making somebody their favorite food. And a lot of times we don't ever get out of our own love language to really identify what is something that really connects with that person. And that's why I love this book so much, is that we see the interaction between Lulu and her grandmother, and we see what the grandmother did, and then Lulu has the, not just the intelligence, but also the kind of the empathy and the wherewithal to say, okay, if I enjoy doing this and she enjoyed doing this for me, I could enjoy doing that for her.
Absolutely. You know, it brings me back exactly what you said when I was growing up. You know, I think most of us girls, if you really think about it, you know, kind of your, especially your teen years, you know, the relationship between mothers and daughters are a little complicated. And I can remember in my own experience, you know, my mom and I, sometimes it was hard to kind of say things like, I love you, to each other. But my mother's way to express love through us was through her cooking, was through her food. And I remember speaking to one of my counselors at school once, and I was kind of sharing this, that we were just kind of experiencing this kind of the communication block. And she was just like, well, what are some of the things? And she said, that's what she's doing. She's expressing love to you through her cooking. That's her way of showing love. And the lesson that I got from that, honestly, was just to be more attentive to other people, because sometimes it's hard for people to verbally express what it is they really feel, but it's easier for them to express it within their actions. So the thing about, you know, if that's the way you know how to give love, is through cooking or through art or through, you know, any other activity that you do, is the person that's on the receiving end, are they really aware that that's the message that you're trying to give? You know, are they open to receiving that? And I think about that. I think about a lot of times when relationships, when there's a grudge or there's miscommunication or something, it's just like, I think it's so important that both sides be open to obviously giving and expressing that message, but is that person open to receiving it and understanding that that's what the intent is?
Powerful. And you're right. And that's where we have a lot of challenges with relationships. And, you know, because of the thoughts in our own head, our own way of seeing things, sometimes maybe some limited belief system, or some assumptions, you know, and I feel like that's definitely part of it. And you're right. It's interesting how when you start getting out of your own way and you start looking at other people's situations and you start understanding how they process or how they show love, it can be very powerful. And I feel like, especially in this situation, being able to connect and being able to, I don't know, be able to kind of take yourself out of your own situation and figure out what's best for that individual. And I like what you said about the cooking concept. It's like the person that's cooking for you is cooking for you to show you love. And, you know, I'm not a really a cook at all. so I definitely don't do a lot of that, even though I would like to, and I'm really great at takeout, but, and I can put it in my own plates and stuff like that and make it look good. But, you know, I do feel we all have our way of expressing. You know, one of the things that I think is so neat, is that you are actually giving some of the proceeds from the book Loving Lulu to an organization. And tell me more about that organization that you're working with.
Sure. So my parents were always very generous. They were always open to helping and giving and supporting charities as much as possible. So it was really important for me when I did create this book that I wanted to honor them by also being able to give back with this book. And so the organization that I chose is the Lewy Body Dementia Organization. That was the diagnosis that my mother received, and the organization was one that I actually turned to for some resources, for some help when I was looking for answers and to better understand. And so I committed to a portion of the proceeds from the sales of both Loving Lulu and Lulu Amorosa. Lulu Amorosa is the Spanish version. A portion of the proceeds will go as a donation to the Lewy Body Dementia Association.
I love that. That's awesome. I think that's great. And I think that really helps with awareness as well. You know, if somebody's looking for the book or looking to learn more about, you know, your writings or where to find the book or more information about the situation you went through, where are some avenues that people could go?
Sure. So Loving Lulu, Lulu's on social media. So our website is lovinglulustories.com. I do have the books for sale on my own website as well as other Lulu merchandise. And Lulu, Loving Lulu and Lulu Amorosa are also available pretty much online wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, places like that. Loving Lulu does have Instagram, Twitter. Soon we're going to have a YouTube and TikTok. Those are still in development. But she is on Facebook, she's on Twitter, and she's on Instagram as Loving Lulu Story.
I can't wait to see a YouTube channel, and especially the TikTok. We'll definitely be following you there for sure.
I know. Well, you want to know something? TikTok for me is a new concept, and I was talking to my assistant. It's like, Lulu's got to have a TikTok channel. So it's kind of something. I think we're planning something for Thanksgiving week, and that'll kind of kick off our little TikTok adventures, and we'll kind of see where that takes us.
Awesome. So we're right at the foundation. We're right at the beginning here. The founders. That's awesome. Yeah, I definitely want to follow that. And I think Lulu definitely does need her own TikTok,
yeah,
and her own YouTube.
So one thing I am working up, I'm hoping to expand this into a series. So I am working on follow up Lulu, another Lulu story. So there are more to come. So please take a look at our website, and that's where you'll kind of keep up with any Lulu news.
I love that. That's awesome. When we return, you know, Awilda and I are going to talk about some nuggets of wisdom. I'm going to ask her to put it on the hot seat. I don't really think it's the hot seat, but she's going to be giving us some nuggets of wisdom for us to take away from the show and things to think about, because this is powerful stuff, you know, whether you're going through it or you know someone that is. And also preparing. You know, we all need to be in that situation and understand what to do, but also feeling good about that and putting our best foot forward and also feeling good about what we're presenting to the world and becoming better than we were yesterday. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. If you've been following the show so far, you know that I'm here with children's author of Loving Lulu, Awilda. Awilda, it has been a pleasure having you on, and you know, at this time, it's the time that I ask my amazing guest for some nuggets of wisdom, some things besides this entire show that we can take with us, some things that you really want our listeners to hear that really connect to your heart.
Sure. What I can share just through my own experience is that don't be afraid of the things that you don't completely understand. There are so many resources out there that are there to help you and that are there completely free most of the time. So don't be afraid to reach out. Don't think that you have to go through this journey all by yourself, because there are other groups. And I found when I was able to be surrounded by people who were going through the same thing that I was, who can understand those moments of anger, frustration, but also that, you know, that this is the most important job that we have to do, is to take care of our parents in their later years. That support was huge for me. And I would also like to say, you know, don't forget about your own self-care in those moments, because sometimes you can just so easily get so burned out and exhausted, emotionally drained with this whole experience. Because the hardest thing to experience is watching someone you love really lose the joy out of them, really kind of become this person that you don't even recognize anymore. So just take it, you know, step by step. It is a process, and it's not easy, but, you know, anything that's worth it, it's sometimes it's not easy, right? You have to kind of see it through. So just remember that this person is still important, is still valuable. You love them, and, you know, that'll kind of help you through that journey.
That's powerful words, powerful words. Yeah, and I think, you know, I love this show because I love being able to have some amazing folks here on the show. And, you know, Wilda, I love the fact that you're giving us a resource to help younger kids process that and process the situation. I also feel, too, that children's books are valuable for us adults as well. And, you know, as you're reading this to your child, as you're connecting with this, it just reaffirms things that maybe, you know, we haven't reminded ourselves of. And I feel like in this situation, it can be challenging because, like Awilda just said, it's not about things that we really understood. If we really understood the situation and we understood everything, it wouldn't be weird. It wouldn't be odd. It wouldn't be scary. But a lot of these situations are scary because we don't really understand. And sometimes that can lead us to avoidance, and sometimes that can lead us to denial. But what I figured out is that in this situation, it's so powerful just to try to step up to the plate and try to be the best version we can, even though we might be fumbling through the situation, you know, realizing that we have the opportunity to do something for someone else that we would want done for us. And I kind of turning that, you know, kind of turn it around and look at that situation and be able to see that and be able to see the value and the part that we play, because I think sometimes too we feel like we're small, we feel like we can't change anything. But if we realize that, okay, I have the opportunity to, you know, offer some, you know, points of light to this person, like you were saying earlier about, you know, being able to play the music for your mom and being able to make some food with her and decorate cupcakes and certain things like that for everybody that's listening to the show live here, whether it's on national radio around the country or listening to it later on a podcast, you know, we all have that ability to help another person and to be able to connect with that other person, and in that connection create events in our life in a mindful setting where we're able to even learn more about ourselves and take those moments and really understand those moments and cherish those moments. I know you probably did that, Awilda, as well with your mom, and cherish some of those moments and some of those memories you'll never forget. And they'll live with you forever. And I appreciate you so much coming on the show. I hope you will come back on.
Absolutely. I'll definitely reach out when the next Lulu book is available. We can chat then again.
And definitely let me know when the YouTube is up, because I will definitely be following you on YouTube. And I just appreciate it. And to remind our listeners again, what is the web address where we can find out more information?
Sure. It's www.lovinglulustory.com.
Wonderful. Awilda, thank you so much for being on the show today. And for everybody else out there, please share the show with your family, your friends, share it with your coworkers, and anybody that you think may be going through a situation like this. Because knowledge is power. Knowledge strengthens us. Knowledge helps us, and it makes things more clear. And it also makes life a little easier, because when other people have gone through it, we can understand the situation and circumstances. And in this case, Awilda has given us some tools that we can use to better the situation. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in three shakes.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.